Kalim to Mishnah 2. So, Dakin Shibakli Charis, the smallest earthenware vessel. And what we're going on now, as we said before in the last Mishnah, that if the earthenware vessel is broken, that's how you purify it. You purify it by breaking it. But if the shards are not small enough, if the shards are still functional in and of themselves, then the shard is not considered broken because it's still considered a usable vessel. So we're going to, this mission is going to go into how, you know, small do the shards have to be, and does, we'll see the starting point matters, and the and how big the original vessel was, and then how small the shard gets to. So Hadakin Shebekli Charis, the smallest earthenware utensil, and there's a machlokas as to how we interpret this. This either means a complete utensil, complete small earthenware utensil, or it means that that it's not talking about a complete utensil. It's all of these cases are referring to a broken case. So the smallest utensil, let's just take the Karti's interpretation, the smallest complete earthenware utensil, the minimum amount of this utensil has to be shirn michtei sichas katan. It has to be enough oil to anoint a little one. What's a little one? Explains the Karti. It means the littlest finger of a newborn baby. Just that tiny little bit of oil. If it can hold that amount of oil, then it's not considered broken yet. It's still considered like that. It can become become tamer. Exactly. The adlug, and that is up until a lug. So now, if we go with the Karti's interpretation, this means that if the original vessel is up to the size of a lug, now and a lug is, remember, 1/3 to 2/3 of a liter. Those are the range of opinions. So somewhere between 1/3 and 2/3 of a liter. If the original vessel is that size and it's broken, the broken piece has to be able to hold enough to anoint the little finger of an infant. If it can, then it's not considered broken properly. Then it's still considered a kli. But if it can only hold less than that, then it is considered broken and it would be considered pure. Milug v'ad seya, so if the original vessel is from a lug to a seya, seya is 24 lugs, so 24 times that size, then berevis, then if it's broken, it has to, if it can hold the revis, it's not considered broken. If one of the shards can still hold the revis of liquid, it's not considered broken. Miseya v'ad seya, from one seya to two seyas, b'chatzi lug, then it has to be able to hold half a lug, otherwise it's not considered broken. Less than half a lug, considered broken. Mr. Sain v'ad shlosh, from 2 to 3 sayers, v'ad chamesh sain, even up to 5, belug. Then the broken piece must be able to hold a lug, then it's not considered broken. Divrei Reb Yishmael. And that's all according to Reb Yishmael. So Reb Yishmael holds that we go according to measurements. You look at how big the original kli was, then you have to look at how much the shard can hold, and then you can work out if it's considered properly broken or not when it comes to the laws of Tumah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, Ani ani noisan behin mida. He says, I don't give measurements to the situation. I look at it a different way. He says, Ela adakin shebekli charis, the smallest vessel, v'kakro sam udefano sam yoshven shelo mesumachin, that the smallest earthenware utensil, their bottoms and their sides that lie unsupported, meaning the smallest vessel, shin michtei sachis katan, that he holds the same opinion. But va'ad kaderos hadakos, he holds from there up to a small pot. Up to a small pot is the. So he doesn't work with sizes. He's saying you just like look at the vessel, right? And if that vessel can hold enough to anoint the, then that's all you do. Makadairos adakos v'ad chavios loidios, from there up to the jugs of loid, these particular jugs of loid. In fact, I think there might even be a picture in here of the jugs of loid. Yeah, here we go. You just hold that. There we go. That's a Lydian jug, right? A particular kind of jug. This one over here. Yeah, it's got like handles, like an elongate kind of. So he says from there up to this particular kind of Lydian jug, but revis. If it's broken and it can still hold a revis, it's not considered properly broken. Milodius for ad lachmios, from there up to the next biggest barrel, the lachmios barrel, the chetzi lug. If it can hold half a lug, it's not considered broken. Milachmios for ad chatzavim gedoilim, up to the next one, a large kind of barrel. That also, belug, that would have to hold a lug, and then it wouldn't be considered broken. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakka Omer, he says, chatzavim gedoilim, these large barrels, shun bishnei lugin, if it can hold two lugim, then it's not considered broken. Hapakim Haglilim Vachavionis, and then he says the galleon logs and miniature jugs, Shirin, Kakunasam, Kolshain, Vain Lahim Defanos. The smallest amount, if the minimum size of the bottom is the smallest amount, but they do not have sides, they're not considered broken. Meaning, these kind of jugs, they have at their bottom like a flask shape, like a cone shape, right? So obviously if a jug's got, it comes to a point like that and it's broken, that bottom piece is still going to be able to hold some fluid. So he holds that that the minimum size, if this bottom is still intact, it's still going to be considered like a, you know, that it can hold liquid, and that's not going to be considered broken for tumen tahara purposes.